We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dancing with the Stars has been, I would have gotten this one wrong. I just couldn't believe that this would be a super popular show, but doggone it, it is. And that's going to be tested here because so many people hate Donald Trump and anybody who's worked with him that when they announced yesterday that Sean Spicer was coming on, man, people went wild. Sherry Preston is our ABC News correspondent who joins us with this is a little different than what we normally talk about. Sherry, what's the network saying to you behind the scenes about Sean Spicer joining Dancing with
well,
Stars?
Well, yeah, there's a bit of controversy about this. I mean, they always make it a big deal when they announce the Dancing with the Stars cast, and you know, and we have some idea going on of who it's going to be. It's not for sure, but people go, hey, did you hear it's this person? Did you hear it's this person? And so when the announcement was made that it was Sean Spicer with the, you know, they, on Good Morning America, they brought out the fake podium and everything. I mean, people thought it was funny and they laughed. And afterwards, that's when the comments started coming in and some people questioning why Sean Spicer, why take the show political now at this divisive time? And Tom Bergeron, the host of the show, really just kept that conversation going throughout the day when he put out a lengthy tweet talking about how he had met with the show's new executive producer a couple of months ago and had been told that there were not going to be anybody in any way political on the show this season. And so he says that they decided after that meeting to take the show in a different direction, and that's how Sean Spicer came about.
Really interesting. I'm inclined to agree with him that I don't think it's appropriate. Now, you know, had they brought on an Obama official back in the Obama era, everybody would have been so enthusiastic about it. I would have fumed about it, but I don't think I would have ever sent an email to ABC saying, fire this person. I can't stand Barack Obama, so therefore they shouldn't be on the show. I mean, it would have been a turnoff to me. But do you think there's any chance that that the network and that the producers say, you know what, this isn't it's just too much heat. We thought it would be fun and maybe people could look at it in a positive way, but it's too much heat here.
Yeah, John, I think at this point it's out. He's in. He's practicing.
He's
practicing his foxtrot as we okay. speak. I mean, come on, yeah. I mean, there's not any chance that you're going to pull him at this point. And the whole idea of Tom Bergeron talking about it, you know, raises the issue that much more. You know what I mean? If it had come out and he had said nothing, then people would have gone, okay, great. But because he made out this big statement, people are going, well, you're just perpetuating that. Yeah. And, you know, the whole idea of the show is to get ratings. Now it's even more in the news because of that. But Bergeron's point was, you know, we're so divided now. Let's just stay away from the Tucker Carlsons and the Bristol Palins and let's just not do that. And they decided not to.
Yeah. I mean, has anybody said anything to Tom about this? Like, excuse me, we love you as the host. We pay you a heck of a lot of money and we wish you hadn't done this.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he said in his thing. He said, I realize I'm not the executive producer. I realize that, you know, I've had a great time hosting it and I like doing this. He says, I think people like to look at it as a diversion where they don't think of politics. And right. I am totally with you. When I first saw the show, I said, there's no way this thing's going to be a hit. No way. And then it's just phenomenal how big a hit it has become. Mm-hmm. And so you have something like this, and he will be the one that people watch. You know he will.
I mean,
there's always that oddball out, you know, whether it's Steve Wozniak or whoever it is.
I hope he's great. You know, I hope he's the best dancer of all time, and people are like, God, we hate him, but we can't deny the fact that he's amazing.
We just want to see him in tights. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping at some point we get to see him do some sort of like free modern dance.
Sherry, even I will pass on that. There's
Come
a lot.
On.
Yeah.
You're okay. Talking about a ratings bonanza. That's what that would be.
Hey, real quick, and who else is in this year's lineup?
This year, well, you know, among some of the other ones, you've got, if you haven't seen enough of Bachelorette Hannah, she's back.
Okay.
I mean, you know, she wasn't in the news enough. And also the one a lot of people are talking about is the guy who was the star of Dawson's Creek, James Vanderbeek. He in the video that he showed yesterday, he's got five kids. And, a lot of people were excited about him. They want to see him and see how he does. So, I mean, it'll be, they always introduce this show, and then it's funny because you start out and you go, who? Because a lot of these people, you know, they've been doing other things for a while.
Yeah,
and then
right.
as the season goes on, you get to know them, you know, you get to know them a little more. So I think that's probably what we'll see this year.
It is really interesting. All right, well, we will ride through it, and I'll have to back up my my homeboy, Sean Spicer, where I can. Sherry Preston, our ABC News correspondent, I appreciate you coming on to talk about something that's a little more frivolous than our normal conversation. Thank
exactly.
you, Sherry.
Take care, John. Bye-bye.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.